Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
By definition, Scott Rowland's role as Hoosier Baseball Director of Player Development, he serves the players with advice on lifestyle choices and making informed decisions when pursuing pro careers. Well, through his first 4 years under Jeff Mercer, all of that, though, went on hold back in late January when Scott got a call from the National Baseball Committee, an invite to join the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, which he enters on Sunday afternoon.
So my time has been certainly more limited there the last year or two, and with all this going down, and so my role has been more limited, and I was kind of asked to demote myself because my son was a freshman playing baseball, and I wanted to make sure that I could be around the varsity, the JV teams or whatever, and not step on any infractions with the NCAA. So, but it's been great being around the program and those guys, and you still get to go and see and play it, you know, at a little higher level.
Well, you know, the clubhouse out at the BART named in honor of Scott Rowland, who will be inducted Sunday in Cooperstown, the National Baseball Hall of Fame, a big day for the Jasper native. Our thought for this Thursday, seek to understand before being understood. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So coming out of the WNBA All-Star break, good stuff. Yesterday morning late in the nation's capital for Christy Sides, Indiana Fever. The 8-game losing streak is over. 82-76, the final over the Washington Mystics. Kelsey Mitchell led 5 in double figures with 18. Aaliyah Boston had 11 and 8 rebounds. And former Hoosier Grace Berger got in 22 minutes, hit a 3-pointer, had 3 rebounds and 3 assists.
They had 5 wins last year. We knew we could, you know, we just had to get over this hump. And you know, we threw away the first 20. We put it on the board this game and our last game against the Lynx. Our 20th game, and that dash in between, and that's what we're going to make of ourselves. Who are we going to be during that time? During that dash, who are we going to be? And we started out to and got a great team win, and it just felt so good to get over that hump.
So, Christy Sides, Indiana Fever, 6-15. They'll play Sunday, 3 o'clock in New York against the Liberty. They're in first place in the Eastern Division, 3 o'clock on NBA television. Our thought for this Thursday, progress takes discipline and courage, but the result will be worth it. Beaver with 6 wins and counting. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.